Hey,
what's up, dude?
hey, not a lot, man.
Today's episode is brought to you by the letter H for hangover.
For hang.
I don't know what time you guys played to last night, but
I quit before you did. You and Devin was still bickering at you to stay on and play more games when I just turned the fucking game off and left.
Yeah, so good guy Gears of War and other things.
Yeah,
I don't even know exactly what all we played last night. I was hammered drunk by midnight, and then at 5 I went to bed, so I don't know. Exactly what happened there.
Oh man, I wish I could remember what we were doing, but you said something on Overwatch that was like completely not fucking applicable to anything whatsoever. There was this like, you fell asleep for a second and your brain just went, say this, and then you did, and then you woke up, you're like, what?
I don't fucking remember.
I wish I could remember what the fuck we were talking about.
I don't know, but Devin posted in my Facebook, I could see your pussy through your pants.
Yeah.
and I remember saying it, but I don't remember what it applied to. So, I don't know.
We were talking about the girl in the mall and that guy.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the guy that said whatever horribly inappropriate thing that he had to have said to her. And that's what we were trying to guess what it was. So my pay renewal to Podbean informed me that we've now been doing this for 1 year. This is our first episode after the year mark.
That's fucking awesome.
It's, happy anniversary.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's grown a lot. Hopefully we're slightly better at it. I don't know, maybe worse.
God, I would hope so. Probably are worse. Probably less organized.
Yeah. Your camera placement's definitely gotten worse.
I just looked up as he's painted at the fucking part of the...
You're just kind of like nose up.
I need to get something for my monitor to stand on. I realize that this shit sits way, way too low.
And now yours looks like mine, where it's, you know, looking down at you.
It needs to come up to like,
oh Jesus,
right? Yeah, it needs to come up like fucking 5 inches or some shit. Better, my chair needs to get shorter. One of the two. But I won't do either. I'll just bitch about it.
Bitch about it for a long time.
Yep.
So in light of it being a year, I don't know if you remember last night, we were kind of dabbling on what to talk about today. I got to listen to a couple really interesting things on the parallel universe thing again, the multiverse.
Oh, okay.
And something that, it's not really that new of information, but it just kind of, going back and looking at the old notes, kind of helped clarify some of the things that we talked about in a previous episode. And that was what the practical version, I guess, of what a parallel universe would be. So if you know, there's several theories, and one of them is that there are Earths on top of Earths on top of Earths, and they just vibrate at a different frequency, so you can't see them, right? So that is more of a theoretical, not a theoretical, but more of a theology, I guess, type look at it, which would be every time you make a decision. So every time I pause like that, mm-hmm. if I didn't pause and I just kept talking, I've now created a branch to mm-hmm. another infinite universe where this podcast would end 5 seconds sooner.
Gotcha.
In which case, I walk out my front door and get hit by a bus instead of looking at the back end of that bus as it drove away.
Sure.
Right? So that version is very hard to grasp. It's hard to think of that as ever being a real possibility. infinity is hard to grasp anyways, but it is, I don't know if it's as theoretically possible. It's like not as plausible as the other version, which is one Earth, this one, our universe, and then multiple universes that have completely different laws of physics.
Okay.
Okay, and that would be the more, what I consider to be more plausible. Somebody else might think that this one's ridiculous, and the idea of the vibration of your frequency being a more realistic thing. And that one gets ground by, like, ants don't know that we're here, really. Like, they have no perceived consciousness of, like, us going and getting in cars and going to get jobs. They're just too fucking little. Their observable universe is so much smaller than what we can observe. So the idea that we could very possibly be a very small, have a very small view of a universe compared to something else. Like, yeah, when we look down at atoms, those atoms have no plausible way to, if there was like something on them, to see outside of their atom that they live in, right? They couldn't, the cell would be like their universe, and there'd be no way to know or view the other cells that were around them, and then those cells have no way to view the matter at which they make up. You're just too tiny. So this idea of,
I think,
being,
that's an interesting idea, because that assumes that everything just operates the same way we do. And I think that's the hardest thing that I have with, I don't know, weird theories that people come up with right now for science and stuff. It's like, that's not possible, because, like, that atmosphere can't support life, because we know what kind of atmosphere supports life. It's like, do we? Because I don't think we do. I think we have one example of what supports life, but we don't know what life is capable of living off of.
Yeah, the evolutionary process could have taken something and created life, and that creature breathes methane and,
right, like,
shits
its ribs
rainbows
are just attached to its asshole, and yeah, it just farts, and that's what it's powered,
yep,
off of.
That's what it is. It's a, yeah, fucking unlimited energy. But if you're looking at it from just, like, from just a theory, not, like, I don't mean aware of itself, like how we're like, I'm Brad, I know who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean as in, if we peel everything back to look at that atom, we have gone down to look at it, but would there ever be a way that that atom could look out? Like, if you shrank yourself down really teeny tiny and put yourself, mm-hmm, in one of those, could you ever observe outside of that?
I mean, not with what we have.
Right.
Not with what we have. I guess that's the weird thing for me, is like,
so that's kind of where we're at now. We are the tiny little creatures that are starting to gain the capability to look outside of what would be our little atom.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the multiverse theory starts to tie in. And this guy said something that I really liked, the quote. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, but it was on a TED Talk, and he said, our universe has numbers built into it. We know that for some reason, even though every equal and opposite reaction should have equal parts dark matter to physical matter that makes up our universe, somehow the physical particles were just a little bit more, and now we have creation after the Big Bang, instead of it just canceling itself out, where one antimatter and one particle of antimatter and one particle of matter bang into each other, that creates nothing. So eventually all that banging, if they were equal, we would have had nothing. But at some point, some weird quantum entanglement happened, and we ended up with these wiggles, and we have more matter than antimatter. Like, there's no more antimatter, just matter, as far as we could tell. I mean, this is real deep, like theoretical physics stuff. But the Superhadron Collider is attempting to show antimatter. That's what one of their major goals is. Anyways, this guy said that the whole universe is made up of numbers. We know that if you add like one little particle of this, you could completely, you change one number, you could erase life and this universe. So the question is, does that show that it's a miracle? Is it divine because there's numbers involved? And where he answers that would be, if you thought of the entire universe and multiverse as the Sahara Desert, and you lived in the Sahara Desert, you wouldn't be surprised that you live on the Oasis. It's the only place you could live.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, yes, this is extremely unique, and it may have occurred just this once, maybe. Infinitely, it wouldn't have, but it could be so extraordinarily rare. But this is the only place we could exist.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, I mean, for how we're built, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a weird, and it's hard to think about it, but I mean, he's right. Like, you're not surprised to find no life throughout the desert. Mm-hmm. And then you find that oasis and all of the life is there, like all of it, like everything would be, because that's the only place that could accept it. Mm-hmm. So finding all of this dead void is to be thought of. Like, you wouldn't look at that void, that desert, and expect to find like one little creature. Like, it's void of life, and the majority of it is.
Now it is, though. But what was it a couple million years ago? Like, that's right. The crazy shit of like those, yeah.
Yeah, and that does saying. Happen here on Earth, but if you're looking at it, you know, cosmically, antimatter and matter would have just canceled themselves out in every Big Bang instance, pretty much everywhere, except for the extremely rare occurrence where something got kiltered off. Like, during the Big Bang, we're actually looking at evidence now that if you look at the X-ray background radiation of our universe, there's these weird hot spots, and they're starting to believe that maybe we're our universal bubble bumped up against another universal bubble.
About that.
Which means they could have absorbed some of our dark matter, or our antimatter. And we could have absorbed a little bit of their matter, and now we've got planets and such, and they're just, I don't know what, if you have extra antimatter, would you have anti-planets, right? The term anti is always so fun because it makes me think of like fucking Bizarro.
Yeah.
Like, there's just like an evil version of me, or a good version, depending on who you ask. on the other side over there, just like, I'm going to go kick a fucking baby. Like,
Just a planet full of people that kick babies. They have babies just to kick them.
Yeah.
Oh, but the babies would like it.
Kick a baby. Yep, they would. They'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
They would dream of the day that they got to...
Please shake me.
Have another baby to kick the shit out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be like ads run for like, can you believe these assholes don't shake their babies?
Yeah.
Between 1 and 3 months, if a baby is not shaken twice a day, he's going to grow up retarded.
Shake your baby. Public service announcements.
Public service announcement.
Fall asleep smoking cigarettes and shake your baby.
Yeah. Smoking, if you don't smoke, it causes cancer. That's a pretty interesting world.
I need to move there. Those are all the things that I like.
I'm just going to teleport over that way. But the idea that we lived in a bubble was just kind of basically a fun idea to have. Now, we talked about the discovery of gravitational waves before, and the discovery of gravitational waves are showing us the faint ripple and ringing of the Big Bang. So 13.5 billion years ago, this hot, swirling death ball in, and see, this is another reason why this theory can hold water, is where was that? Like, what is suspending that? And that would be the fabric of the multiverse, right? Just one more layer up, mm-hmm. which could be another layer and just another layer and another layer. And we could be an atom in the cell of some fat dude on a crapper. Yeah. And then that guy is inside of a cell of some cat that's running on some planet that's a cell of the other thing, right? So when you go through law of expansion or thermal expansion, and then you go through, or not thermal expansion, but the inflation theory, which is the mathematical theory for the Big Bang. Anyways, if you follow those out, it predicts these multiple universes. Like if you were to have that big hot ball and it explodes, mm-hmm. you would create this. So, I mean, theoretically, this has happened a bunch of times, and what they've done now is they started measuring gravitational waves. Now that we've discovered them, we know how to look for them. They set up a monitoring device on the South Pole for 3 years, and it was the clearest, I guess it's the clearest, cleanest sky on the planet. And it just stares off into oblivion. And it did it constantly for three straight years. And when they map all of the radiation and these waves coming back in from the very faintest glow of the observable light, where the furthest that light has reached,
mm-hmm.
it forms a bubble. Like it you map it, and it's an expanding bubble. So now it's not a question of our multiverse, or like now multiverse's idea is possible, because if we are a bubble expanding through something, then it would stand to reason that there's another one doing it, right? Like, and then I mean, it makes sense. But that bubble, now we have, and we should throw that link up, but we're now, when they started studying the X-ray radiation that was coming off of this, they found like smudges, and that would be theoretically where our bubble banged up against another bubble.
Another bubble, huh? I don't know to think that we're alone in any capacity, I think, is incredibly naive. But I don't know. I think everything is so fucking far away and so spread out that.
Yeah, absolutely impossible. And that's infuriating to think that it's impossible to ever really know. Like, we'll never reach it.
I can't imagine in our lifetime. Unless something fucking crazy happens.
You think you'll ever reach it? You think anybody will ever reach it?
Dude, we haven't even existed on this planet for as long as Neanderthals did. Like, I think with what little bit of work we've put in, I think eventually something will be done. But it,
I think somebody will figure out a way to manipulate physics.
Yeah, maybe this what's the fucking word, I think space travel being brought into the, like, to the public is going to help with a lot of getting rid of like the little silly shit that needs to be done,
like private sector.
Yeah
I agree. I also think that the way to get to the next even the next solar system next to ours, let alone getting out of the Milky Way galaxy and moving on to something else,
mm-hmm.
is probably not going to happen, how'd Rogan say it, by it's putting like people in giant metal dicks literally fucking the stars. Like, it's just not...
I think that the government has no thought of saving money at all. Like, government doesn't give a fuck about how taxpayers' dollars are spent. So I think when it's put into the private sector, and these companies, like, they still have employees to pay, and they're trying to be billionaires, so they'll get shit figured out efficiently because they just want to make more money. Which, that works. That's fine. That's how it works, but...
I also can't believe that in the 1950s and 60s, we figured out all there is to know on how to get to space.
Seriously.
Like, they didn't have the fucking internet. They couldn't figure that out. They couldn't figure out cell phones. But we're supposed to believe that their way, when they were like, how do you get up there? And they were like, you sit at the top of this thing, and then it's going to spray old dinosaurs through fire, and you're going to go that way. And you just got to add more dead dinosaurs to go further.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2016, everything else is now witchcraft compared to the shit they were using then. And all it does is make the fucking burning faster. Like, now we burn hydrogen or whatever it is. But still, you're still just a bottle rocket.
For real. Yeah, it's super creepy.
What was that movie where the girl, they got the plans somehow from aliens, and they built the ball, and it like spun, and they
contact,
they let it go. Was that it? Contact.
Yeah.
And that it just dropped.
Fell through it. Yeah.
Yep. And she went.
She had a
wherever.
DMT trip in the middle of it.
Right.
For like five hours or some shit.
And they just thought she didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think something like that radical is going to be the, like, we'll find a way to make quantum entanglement work in some weird suspension thing, and you're going to be at two places at once during that segment. Because that's how, I mean, it's quantum mechanics work, right? You can slow atoms down enough and they start to fall in and out of basically existence, appearing in two places at once. Teleportation is a thing. It's just only a thing when things are really, really small.
That movie, I fucking hated it when I first saw it when I was real young.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's kind of dog shit.
I saw it again later on, and the idea of it's pretty badass.
The idea of the travel is badass. I hated the fact that they made it, what was it, like a beach? She was like on a beach scene.
Well, she was like, she was talking
like,
to
met her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her dad had been dead for quite a while or some shit like that.
Yeah. And they were like, we made ourselves this form so you'd be comfortable. No, I want to see a fucking alien. Pull the tentacles out. Get weird. Get real weird. I want, dude, a fucking sulfur and fire. I want it crazy. I don't want to go, maybe I dreamt that. I want to go, I went to a different fucking planet. Not, I went to Miami. So that was my big issue with that, was when it did happen and she got to go, it just went to the fucking beach. And I know it was supposed to be some other dimension and they just made it look like it, but that's like a cop out.
Yeah.
That movie needs a remake.
No, it doesn't.
Where
it doesn't. It's dead. It's gone. Don't
Abrams.
Bring Jodie Foster back, please, whatever you fucking do. No, Michael Bay has to make it.
Oh, so
that
she
way,
just explodes?
When the ball drops, it hits one of the rings and dislodges the whole fucking thing. Yeah. We
and
need to make it better this time.
A car
need to make it stronger.
A car transforms into a 8-story building because matter's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if the parts just keep turning, they get bigger. Duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You realize Optimus Prime would be like as thin as a piece of paper to be that tall?
You realize Optimus Prime isn't real, right?
I know. I'm just saying. Like, they keep making them bigger and bigger. If you remember the old ones, they weren't that big. He would like transform in the robot, and the guy would be in the cartoon, and he'd be standing next to him. He'd like reach up like this dude. And then now in the movies, fucking 40 feet tall.
Well, he was like, he's a fucking semi. So like that makes more sense than him fucking fist bumping a little person, right?
Well, he was bigger, but I mean like Bumblebee. Bumblebee is a fucking Camaro. He's not going to be that big.
Yeah.
10 or 11 feet tall. And that'd be reasonable. But somehow he's like, unlimited. Just... I don't know why they all have to sound like Devin's headphones.
They sound fucking awesome, dude. Don't take away from the Transformer noises. That's the coolest shit ever.
I don't know. The one with Marky Mark just ruined that whole series for me.
They're all terrible, all of them. But I mean, if you're going for up fucking plot when you go to see a Transformers movie, then maybe you should take a step
fault.
Back. Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah, anyways, I hope that, man, I hope we come up with something new with either the multiverse theory or like string theory. It's super interesting, but it takes lifetimes to figure out the, like, one person's theory.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I've read all this. Now, how long do I have to wait for the sequel to come out? A lifetime.
That's how long. Yeah. The person who has disproved that has not been born yet. So right. Hang tight.
It's too much. Need to live longer. So many questions. Just would like to know the answers to... I remember when I was a kid, the only question about space I wanted to know was like, where the fuck are the aliens? Where are the aliens?
Yeah.
And now it's gotten to the point where I'm not like, we haven't explored the oceans yet, and I'm pissy that we can't see the multiple universes that are that might be floating around out there. We can't get to Andromeda. We could barely get to the fucking moon.
Well, I think I agree. I think your outlook on things would be different if you didn't feel like people weren't fucking trying. We get sidetracked with a lot of stupid shit that ironically would, if they stopped fucking around with wars about magical men who live in castles made of clouds,
spaghetti
then
monsters.
They could prove or disprove anything that they wanted to. And then be like, oh, okay. Well, this is just how it is.
What if they could, like, okay, this would say that people had to play fair. But if
exactly,
they were like,
that's a...
all right, you want to take over whatever country, or you go to war with some country, the only way to do it would be, like, to prove some, like, high-end issue about the universe, like... All right, the war of 2017 between China and the United States is the winner, and who owns the other country is who can prove string theory. And it's just fucking scientists just going nuts and ham for years, and then if you win, then you get the other country. That's your prize.
That would be cool, but the one country would be hiring assassins. So
yeah,
you
they start
just
killing
have,
people. You could never,
yeah.
But
and then it just evolves not, into what
yeah,
we have
now.
Yeah,
but it's
now.
Just war again.
Yeah, because we can't. First world countries can't take over each other anymore. Like, we're too advanced for that. So we just have to just go shoot the fuck out of each other. Elsewhere, I don't know.
We definitely go to like playing fields now. Like, we were like, oh, yeah, you want a war with us? Meet us in Iraq. Place a shithole anyway.
For real. Yeah. Fucking seriously.
And a bunch of Syria fighters showed up, and we just battled it out. And a bunch of people in Iraq like, who the fuck? What? I live in a mud hut. And I was like, get back in your fucking house, asshole. I'll pee on it, and the wall will fall down. America, freedom. Have some freedom. I wonder how many of those people had no idea. Because we saw a ton of places that had no electricity. No, there's no form of communication in the outside world. They mine salt. That's how they make a living. Is they get water and they pour it in the dirt and they shuffle shit around and they wait for it to dry again, which takes about 6 minutes because it's 130 degrees. And they do that over and over again until there's a thick layer of salt from the dirt built up on top. Because that land is basically poisoned, right? The whole, what is it, Babylonian strait there that used to be so rich and green. And you had the the old gardens. I can't remember the names of them anymore. But it was the cradle of civilization. And the land is basically spoiled now. the salt built up from agriculture is crazy. Well, now they're just like sucking it back out. They're like, all right, well, when life gives you lemons.
Fucking make salt.
Yep. But those guys, I mean, that dude's out there mining salt or farming it. And then there's just a bunch of freedom fighters or whatever you want to call them from some other country. And then a bunch of U.S. soldiers and we're just banging it out. Get off my yard.
That's so fucking weird to think that there's people out there that just don't know what's happening.
Yep.
For some reason, they're just fucked into being involved. Sorry, you were born in the wrong place, fuckface. But,
yeah. God damn it. Unfortunate. And then it's equally unfortunate that when you're born in a super cushy place, that for some reason people have to make up problems.
Mm-hmm.
All of our problems are pretty much made up. Like, the economy's fake as shit. It is. Like, if the Rothschilds just wanted everybody to be rich, you could just be rich. And then money wouldn't matter. And then the price of a gallon of milk would be $2 million. And then people with only $1 billion would be poor. Like, there's no... We would find a way to fuck up whatever. Because the economy, it's fake. Like, the money is...
I think you've been spending too much time on the conspiracy theory Netflix channels. They're starting to change you a little bit.
I mean, okay, I'm not saying they run the world. I mean, I think they do, but that's not what I'm getting. I'm just saying they have that amount of money. Like, if you took their actual net worth, you could divide it up and give it to everybody, but then inflation would just go fucking nuts. The first day, everybody would have Teslas, and the second day, nobody could afford gas. Or, I guess it wouldn't matter then, but they could afford the electricity. It's so weird. If you look at the fucking Rothschild people, like how they live their life, people go to interview them. I don't know about you. I don't know how many times you've ever worn a tuxedo, but I think it was maybe once when I was a little kid. They interview this Rothschild guy, and he's just walking out of the building. Fuck tuxedo. I don't know what he's doing in there, but it's just he's getting ready for his interview. Well, no, they run up to him on the street, and he's trying to get in his Rolls Royce that is bomb, dude. It's fucking nice. But and
I
they're
would
like,
hope so.
They're like, what was said at this summit? Like some meeting that why would a banker be involved at? And he just laughs and goes, you're thinking of my cousin. You're not thinking of me. And then just wanders off. I mean, they're all named Rothschild. So somebody, I don't know if they did pick the wrong person or that's just what they say. But he didn't even say we weren't involved in this giant government meeting. He was like, no, it's the other Rothschild. Sorry.
So there's
peace be with you.
Googling Rothschild's net worth.
Gets you put on a fucking list is what it does. So,
I don't,
congratulations.
I don't, man, you guys are crazy. The Google response that pops up says that they're worth... It's hard to tell because it's spread against so many heirs, but they're estimated to, combined, that whole family, to be worth around $400 billion.
I mean, trillion?
Billion.
And then
all of the fucking links below it all say 500 trillion.
Yeah.
So, will you say yeah?
Well, so, that's the number that I got was 500 trillion, or like 300 to 500 trillion. A Rothschild is the leading like holder of all but two or three countries' national banks.
The idea that a bank is a lucrative business is fucking bananas to me. That's fucking blatant theft. But
so, like, there's a solid chance that your money in your bank kind of belongs to them.
Well, it belongs to you. They just have it.
But they could just tomorrow say, there's a whatever percent. Like, they could almost tax you because you're forced to use their system to hold your money.
Exactly what they do.
Yeah, but they could just jack that up.
They do.
Just take all your money.
That's exactly what they fucking do.
Like they could give you a credit card and say, we will let you buy shit with this. And all of your money has to go in this bank, and you wouldn't, it's all of ours. Like, now we have all the cash, and we just let you buy stuff from us because we own the banks that own the fucking food stores and the land that was farmed on. Like, if you start down that rabbit hole, it gets real weird. Like, if you follow the tree down from, like, what banks own what, there's a solid chance that you work for a company that is in some way owned and funded by a bank that also owns and funds the farmer that you buy your food from. So it's just this fucking fake loop of goddamn money.
Well, I mean, should we talk about the fact that money is not real in the first place?
It's not.
Okay. Or should we talk about the fact that it's just a business?
That
or what's crazy about this?
Gaddafi's banks, and he was the guy that went before the UN summit and said he's tired of America and he's going back to the gold standard, and his country has a ton of it and we don't have any. And then that
for what? Like, why gold? Fucking why?
Why? Yeah, why? AU, baby. Because that rock came from space.
It's special. I mean, water came from space.
There was a time in this country and others where they thought aluminum was going to be rare. And so you can find like a very small section of history where women were like wearing aluminum earrings and braid, like to show wealth. And now we wrap our fucking food in it. Like, what if we cracked a mountain open tomorrow and it was just all gold? And now it's like, well, it's now cheaper to make cups out of gold than it is out of glass. And you accidentally base the entire world's economy on it. But that's what I mean. We make problems for ourselves just for fun. And if you watch too much of this shit, you'll go crazy and become Bernie Sanders.
Dude, I was reading a fucking news article popped up this morning that they're testing out this new system that tracks. What are they doing? They're sending. All they're doing is sending like a container ship that has a certain container on it that's tracking this particular shipment of cotton from Australia to China. And once it reaches China, they're going to scan the barcode. And at that point in time, it's going to release funds from a bank, send it to another bank, and close out the deal. Eliminating a fucking human paper trail for all of this stuff.
I can't believe that hasn't already been a thing.
Fucking exactly, dude. It's 2016. Yeah, you're waiting for the curveball. Yeah. Yep. Nope. They're just thinking about using computers when they're shipping cotton now. The fucking future is here, dude. Yeah. That's fucking stupid unions. Go fuck yourself. That's the fucking problem of that.
If you ask me how shipping payment and tracking worked like that, that's how I would have told you it worked. Like, that's... I figure, like, somebody... I don't know. He's like, I got a fucking scanner or something. And then... payment, right? Nope. Not till next year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Until someone, and that won't, you're right, it won't happen in America because the DOC, all that workers group. Again, they got to work so they can get money from one bank to give to another. Stop it. There's too many people.
It's so crazy. So fucking crazy. People are starting that, go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just thinking, like, if you... we have, what, 300 billion people?
350 million, I think.
Million, right. 350 million people in the United States?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, 7 billion is the year.
7 billion
number,
is the total
right.
number, so 350 million are here in the United States. If you took that and shrank it down to 300 people, this would not work like this. Like, we would never do it this way.
Yeah.
Not saying that you can that you could go to the way that you would do it for 300 people for 300 million, but I think it just the ball got rolling and now there's no way to stop it.
I think that I think that it's based around money. And I think the idea, the same, I think the same thing that we were talking about, like alternative energy and shit like that, people make a fuck ton of money. And people don't want to stop making a fuck ton of money. Yep. And as soon as you go in and start telling a company like BP to stop doing what they're doing with oil and go find something else to replace it, that's a CEO that's not going to be making, I can't even fucking imagine how much the CEO of BP makes. But
you're
losing out on money because you're spending money. You're going to go from making money to spending money, and now the bonuses aren't there. Now people aren't able to afford $1 million house every fucking year.
And the energy department is a great example of something that I believe is in a resistance to change, to the fact that electricity is now should be like classified under human rights almost. Like if the government wanted to, they could just produce free electricity. But they can't because the companies own them. But like if there was nobody bought and paid and they were just like, all right, we're just going to put these. Have you seen those? I posted a link to it. Those trees.
I didn't click on it.
Oh, you can put this crazy cool looking modern art tree in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got little green leaves on them and they spin. They only require less than 5 miles an hour. Or I think it's right at 5 mile an hour winds. Like a light breeze can turn these things. And one tree can power a house of four people. You could put two of these trees in everybody's yard and then everybody's just got free electricity.
Now, are these like four people that are pretty generous with their power use? Or are these four people that like play video games on the internet?
If you did two trees, but I mean, and that's on a very personal one-to-one ratio, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to power my house. But if Milwaukee posted these things down the interstate or something, you know what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. like, instead of light poles, you had these things everywhere.
And fucking look at those atrocious-ass cell phone towers that they're like, that they make look like fucking trees. Have you seen those ugly ass? They have them in California, but if you can put those ugly ass pieces of shit out there, you could for sure put a wind turbine tree out there.
So you're at this weird crossroad where the technology is there to just stop paying these people. But because they've always been there, not always, but for the majority of our civilization, these energy places have been there. We just don't do it because they have to make the money to pay the people in the government to let them keep doing it. What?
Fucking, you got me, dude.
Like, somebody's got to go to them and just say, hey, you had a good run. Take all the money you got. This is it. Like, it was an awesome run, but this is over. And turn out the lights and then give people fucking electricity and water and then go on to worrying about something for something else. Like I know they'll make up something else to be all pissy about, but electricity is such a big fucking argument and they could just not deal with it. They could just, I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Problem is that they don't get tired. They're just like the fucking Energizer rabbit, dude. They just keep going.
Just fueled by money. These guys, they have to have arguments about it in Congress. And it's just one guy that's getting paid by some private corporation to go in there and just scream about it. Taking snowballs into Congress. I don't see no fucking global warming.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And then, oh, God. I don't know why I'm just on a death rant today.
Because you're hungover and fucked everything.
Just pissed about the world. Yeah. I didn't even know I was about to hammer off. Oh, no. When you go into and you look at the people that they get to go in and lobby, like, to argue, like, the global warming thing, when you find out it's the same exact two assholes that argued the no smoking and the lead in the... They can't even get new people.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah. It's It's interesting what people... It's interesting that how much knowledge we are... that we have at our fingertips, and people will still just...
It's got to be getting there. I truly believe that their ability to dumb down, especially the American people, with reality TV shows and fake news stories and all of just the nonsense. Like, what they're trying to do is flood nonsense so that you don't take your head out of the stream and look off to the side of the river and go, what the fuck are y'all doing back there? Because if they just images, stuff, you're not going, how come we don't have free electricity? Question, how come we don't have this? Like, if they just keep you preoccupied, you won't bug them. And they just keep making the money. And then you elect a 70-year-old woman that's been in politics for 30 years. Or a
70-year-old man that doesn't have the slightest fucking clue as to what's going on.
Or some fucking psychopath.
And that's the fucking crazy thing is, like, is it going to get better? And if it is, fucking when? Because it hasn't been. It's been getting worse.
It did get worse. This year might break it. We'll see. When you get to...
The fact that they're both still running proves that it didn't fix anything. So
I don't think you can fix it here.
The fucking question.
I'm hoping that the realization happens that presidential debates aren't a real thing. Like, they're not. It's not like that's part of the presidential process. But if you're not in that debate, you're, for all purposes, not running for president.
Yeah.
So if you ask somebody who's running for president, they're going to say Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Right.
When really, there's a fucking list of them.
Mm-hmm.
And 8% of the exit polls, which I don't know where they are, not the exit polls, but the but these AP polls and stuff. I don't know where they get them from. I've never been asked. I've never run into anybody.
I sure as fuck don't find myself wanting to go anywhere where there might be a poll taken. I mean, there's
right. So I don't even know where it happens.
People at the mall ask, like, you want to go watch, like, a trailer for Shrek and tell us what you think about it? But no one has ever asked me.
Yeah. And so even though I've never run into them, and I'm assuming almost anyone I have ever met has never taken one of these, they give you numbers based on them. And then that number still shows, like, Gary Johnson at 8%. And some of the polls have him up there as high as, like, 18%. If he breaks 15%, the Libertarian Party becomes a national, what's called a main party, and then they have to be included. So if this election year, that's where people talk about this, they're like, oh, if you vote for Gary Johnson, you're voting for Hillary. If you vote for Gary Johnson, you're voting for Trump or whatever. Whatever you think. No, if you're voting for Gary Johnson, you're voting to kill the two-party system. So if you hate both candidates, like I'm assuming most people do, you could have a third option
don't.
Next time.
that's the murderous part, is that they don't.
Oh, that most
Because
people?
If they actually fucking did, this wouldn't be a fucking thing right now. But people
have you seen
just
the number
don't
of people that
anything.
Voted? For Trump and Hillary?
I do not follow this garbage at all. Not
if
even
you look
a
at
fucking
the
little bit.
Actual numbers of, like, who voted to actually make them the head of both parties, it's like 10,000 people decided the candidates for 300 million people.
So, here we are. Still, nobody gives a fuck.
So it's just, if you could have another option, at least there would be a fucking third one.
And then,
like, that way when you got down to the stalemate, some third guy looks at you and goes, I'll do the stuff you like that she says and the stuff you like that he says. I'll do those both things.
But then you lose your support because your support is a bunch of fucking uninformed idiots that just like you because you're going against the other two people.
I guess.
So it's
I gotta
the,
think
the
that
issue
most people
with
are
politics
normal, right?
Is that no one fucking understands how any of this shit works. No one wants to find out how any of it works, and everybody wants to take the information that they get from fucking places who are based on viewership. And the more sensationalized it gets, the fucking more viewers they get, the more money they get. So why not just make the stories outlandish?
Yeah, maybe I'm hoping that I see something in this election that's not really there.
I don't know. I'm trying to think back to Obama's first election and how much crazy shit was going on with that. Because that in itself was fucking insane.
Something just came out about his first election where an email was leaked before the election.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, laying out the stuff that he had to do when he was inaugurated. Like, they're calling it proof that the whole system's fucking rigged.
Who is?
It was a WikiLeak email from... I got to get the guy's name. But it was to what's called the transition party, Obama's transition party. It's like the people that have to set up, like, moving all his shit to the White House.
Okay.
Like, and setting up the first meetings. And they had, like, the G4 summit thing that was going to happen right after the election. So they had to go ahead and prep him on it beforehand. It's like, hey, like, we got to go ahead and get you up on this because once you're elected, quote unquote or whatever, then you got to go to this right away. So we got to go ahead and set up all your stuff.
I mean, that makes sense. Right? This isn't fucking the... Well, nothing
that would mean that all of
for
that
the
was
fucking,
fake.
No, it doesn't, man. It means that there's preparation that needs to be done. It means that they've done this once every 4 years for the last 300 years. Like, they know...
No, but I'm saying they gave it to... Like, they were sending this stuff to Obama. They're not sending it to Mitt Romney.
What, like, why aren't they sending... Or who says that they're not sending it to Mitt Romney?
Well, that's from...
And who
from,
is in charge of WikiLeaks? Is this...
It's a group of hackers doing it. There's
okay.
If you believe Hillary, says it's all Russia.
So there's as much faith in WikiLeaks as there is Wikipedia.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, except for it's like a physical thing. I mean, they're not putting the information out there. They just take the email and then they throw it up on the server and you can go look at it.
And where does the email come from? I'm not saying that anyone's guilty or anyone's fucking innocent. I'm just saying, like, there's no fucking basis for what... It's just WikiLeaks. Like, well, I heard it from WikiLeaks. Right. And that's just a clarification of, like, well, it's true. And it was, and it was
no,
leaked, that, so this is top
it's
secret
It's true,
shit.
But it also doesn't mean it's false.
Right, but assuming that it's all fucking rigged, they have to prepare someone. The earth is still spinning. The president's
right.
going to come in, and he's such a fucking minor part of that whole system that, like, no one else wants to wait for some motherfucker that's just like, oh, you know, just trying to get, you know, the kids moved into the White House. No one gives a fuck. So it's...
So you think they sent it to both of them?
I would imagine so. Be ready, motherfucker. Like, this is...
Yeah, here's all your stuff. That would be a very less interesting story.
I really think that's life in general. It's just that it's not fucking interesting, but...
It's just when that comes out in light of, like, the Bernie Sanders stuff with Hillary's campaign, and it's like, this is the year of fucking no one being able to keep a secret.
I appreciate that. I like that.
Yep.
That, yeah. But
I mean, nobody cares.
That's the part that makes you want to pull your fucking hair out, dude. Is like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're like, okay, she was proven to have rigged the DNC stuff, so let's go ahead and disqualify her, and we'll get somebody. Oh, you're not going to do anything? Oh, all right. Like, I mean, and him too. It's like he did. They got the phone records, and I love, man. They had Ann Coulter on, who is the devil. But
I fucking hate that cunt.
She, I've read a couple of her books too.
why?
I used to be super Republican, like super.
Okay.
But they go, oh, well, that's just guy talk. Like when he said, oh, just grab her up by the pussy.
Yep.
She said, that's just guy talk. And everybody is right. That's just locker room bullshit, and we've all said horrible things. I say worse shit on this podcast every week.
Mm-hmm.
But then Bill Maher is talking to her, and he goes, so, you're telling me if this recording had come out against Barack Obama in 2008, you wouldn't have used it all over the place. What's hilarious is if it had come out against Barack Obama in 2008, there's no way he gets elected.
Why not?
But, oh, you think something like that? Like, no way. I guess I'm just speculating on this. But this year, so much has come out on both sides that people just don't give a shit anymore. They're like, she fucking deleted a ton of emails and should be in prison, and he hired Mexican War, and it just goes back and forth where both of them have done just so much shit. People are like, fuck it.
And that's what the debates are.
But he did this.
Yeah.
She did that.
Yeah. You're watching 8-year-olds fucking argue on national television.
People love it. God damn it. They were cheering and shit at the last one.
And I think that sums up Trump's crowd right there. Yeah. They should get shirts that say, their hats will say, Make America Great Again, and their shirts will say, I clap at presidential debates.
I'd buy that shirt.
Because professionalism, fuck it.
Yeah, right. I think there is a large group of people that are Trump supporters just to watch the world burn. Like, just to watch this whole, and I don't mean that in a bad way, I mean just to watch the entire, that system collapse. Because I think if that happens, he gets elected, I think mathematically there's no chance. She's been doing this way too long to leave it up to chance. I think she's got this just wrapped in the bag. I honestly don't believe he knows how to call it cheating or call it whatever you want, but I don't think he knows the political system well enough to counter all of her fuckery that she's going to use when election comes. Like, you remember how Barack Obama had the buses that would pick people up from certain neighborhoods to take them to go vote?
I remember how the Republicans had their fucking buses to pick people up and take them to go vote.
I don't know why a Republican was like, oh, leave your Rolls Royces and we'll put you on a bus.
Well, I mean, that's what I remember.
They were like going to like community
college.
We even
made a Key and Peele episode about it.
But, and I'm not saying there's, I mean, anything wrong with it. They can't afford you. They could have picked up a busload of people that all voted for Romney. But they did it very strategically about what neighborhoods they would go to for the most likely response to get
only votes for
him.
We're getting into it, man, and I don't want to.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It was politically good move. I don't think Trump has those types of moves. Like where he can, and he probably got somebody working for him, but I think he just doesn't listen. If he did listen, he wouldn't say shit like, she's not hot enough to rape. Probably. Like, that's probably his fucking writer would
He's
be like,
he's been a spoiled rich kid his entire life. Why would he change anything?
Exactly. So
why would he change
anything
if everything's been working just fine this way? Whatever. I don't know him. I don't know either one of them. I wouldn't trust either one of them with fucking taking care of our dogs. So,
I mean, if you're going to get drunk with a presidential candidate,
I'd rather kill myself. I'll go get drunk with Jill Stein. She sounds like a lot more fucking fun.
Is that the Green Party?
Yeah.
Girl? Yeah. Gary Johnson straight up called Trump a pussy like twice on television the other day.
Awesome.
No one talked about it.
Why would they? Who's Gary Johnson?
the third presidential running guy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 15%.
That guy. Almost.
Voter base.
Almost.
If he hits it, nothing will change.
That's right.
I hope it will. Anyways, so I was poking around some dark web stuff again. Because I want to see if I can go to jail for something retarded.
But, why don't you just go do something fucking stupid then?
No. The real thing is, I want to read a lot of the reports and stuff that they kick out. Like, every time they talk about these WikiLeaks and things like that, you might get an abbreviated version out here, but that all gets passed through a filter and it all gets reported by whatever news organization and whatever their fucking agenda is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go find all the originals, you got to jump on Tor and you got to go digging in the dark web. And it has been known that it is 100% legal to go to what's called the deep web of the dark net. You can do illegal shit on there, like go to Silk Road and buy
right.
a fucking grenade launcher. But going and reading, like, the Huffington Post has, like, an offline, like, that's where all of these places have where you can go and dump news stories.
Okay.
Where you can upload, like, that's where Snowden went and put all his crap.
Gotcha.
Was off Tor. But there is a change to this, and this is a huge slap in the face to net neutrality and to personal freedom. Starting in December of this year, the FBI can obtain a warrant to track your online activity if you use Tor, a 100% free, like not just free, but legal web browser.
Well, I mean, everything's legal at first, right?
There's nothing illegal, but you can go to Google on this thing. It's like Firefox. It's like, if you use Firefox, now I can have a warrant to come arrest you.
Just because you use it.
Right. Even though
that's
you're doing
the only
legal,
reason.
That's the only reason.
They can... I don't
the
believe
warrant
it.
Is not to come it. After you. It's to track what you do. So if you do something illegal... then they can come get you. And they passed it as like, and I'm sure it'll work, but they passed it as a way to like stop child porn and stuff like that. Good stuff. But.
And that's the other side of the coin is like we were talking about back when we started this shit, is like, don't fuck kids. Like, and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
You'll make it through life. Don't be fucking Jared from Subway and you'll be okay.
And yep.
I don't
but
know.
There are,
I imagine you can keep fucking digging deep into the dark web. And like you said, as long as you're not doing dumb shit, like honestly, honest fun. To fucking goodness, dumb shit, then.
Now, but there is two publications that are considered like far leftist, and it's like Linux Notes, Lynx Notes or something like that. Anyways, that's reading a publication. If you read that, if you download that, it's a trigger for the watch list, NSA watch list. Again, they're just watching you. You're not going to go to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little scary, a little disheartening, knowing that if you just want to learn, then you're going to be followed by a government agency digitally.
Well, hopefully you're not a fucking bad person then.
Yeah, just...
I don't know. They bitch about people like me just saying that, like, transparency isn't fucking bad as long as you're not a bad fucking person. But...
I don't mind something like that. It's just the idea that free reign to follow people doesn't seem... like, that's... it's the opposite of liberty.
There's so many people, though. What are the fuck are the odds that you're going to get followed? And if they are following you, what the fuck are the odds that, like, anything's even... It to me, it just boils down to the same idea that, like, you're not fucking doing anything wrong, so who gives a fuck?
Now, but what happens if... Let's go a little, a little crazy on this one.
Sure.
Let's say I'm... now, the dark web, if you've ever cruised around or on it, you have to go to specific search engines to get links to go to the pages. You can't go... this isn't like Google, mm-hmm. right? The addresses are like abqr275642yz.onion. Like and you can't remember them. They're all over the place.
Okay.
It's for a purpose. But you don't type anything in. So you have to go to these specially designed onion search browsers that are only available in Tor for like the .onion ones to find this stuff. Now, let's say I'm using Tor. Come December, there's now the possibility that I even though they might not know who I am because Tor bounces your IP address around,
okay.
If they focus on one person, one exit, what's called an exit node, they could follow that back. That's how they got the guy from that runs Silk Road.
Gotcha.
They just followed IP addresses until they found the one that went like the most. Like this guy, this like it's not an IP address, obviously, because it gets encrypted and scrambled. But they followed the path enough times that eventually they tracked down the guy that ran Silk Road. Now that guy's in prison for life. It's Gonzo.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're clicking around one of these search things and you type in Hillary Clinton emails and someone has set up a fake Tor site where the Hillary Clinton email thing takes you to like snuff films.
Okay.
Well, now, theoretically, they could already be tracking you and now you've broken the law. So now you're going to prison. It could be. Or getting whatever the issue is, being labeled as a sex offender, whatever the issue is, where there was no intent. There was no... But they're free to follow you, so it's done. Whereas before, you would have had to have had intent, like been loading images, like putting something out there, and then they have to get the end product. So if I uploaded an illegal property, they could now say, okay, now you've put that out there, and now I can track its upload back to you, and now you can go to jail. But by tracking you constantly, theoretically just visiting something could get you.
Yeah, visiting the fucking same shit over and over again. There's going to be a trial, and they're not just going to kick down your door and throw you in a fucking concrete box. It's not how it works.
No. But you're going to have to go to jail for looking at like
you're not going to go to jail. Like if
not jail. Okay, you got to go to court. You want to go to court and try to explain that you weren't really jerking off to kid porn. You were just trying to find Hillary Clinton's emails. All because
if you can prove it, then it's no fucking problem, right?
Fuck. I feel like that's a problem still.
If you can prove that it's wrong, then there's no fucking problem. That's like saying you don't want to go to the fucking 7-Eleven because somebody might get shot at 7-Eleven and you might get blamed for it. So
no, that's like me not wanting to have to go to trial for buying Cheetos because they think I might have bought it illegally even though I didn't.
But you can just hold up the bag of Cheetos and be like, well, I mean, I didn't, so.
But you'd still have to do that.
That, I mean.
It's just a liberty violation. Like, there's an amendment in our Constitution to stop that from happening. And you're like, well, if you didn't do anything wrong, then that amendment doesn't apply anymore.
Well, how much stuff in like everyday life does that not apply towards? How many people get fucked daily for crimes that they didn't commit?
that's the whole fight now for when they're like, oh, you should just when a cop pulls you over, you should just do whatever he says. Well, that's fine. You should, because then you're not going to get shot. But I mean, legally, you could tell him to go fuck yourself and just drive away. And he's going to fucking shoot you and nothing's going to happen to him, even though it's written in the Constitution that they're not allowed to do it. So how long do we just allow it to just not, like, nothing matters? Like, either get rid of them, vote on it, or it's like, I just don't understand how they can, it's written, it's law, this is how you do this. And then they go, nah, we're not going to do it like that. And then everybody's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't fuck kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good, not doing something wrong will keep you out of trouble most of the time, but God damn it, I don't want that much oversight. And you're right, it'll probably never happen to me. It's probably just a paranoia thing.
And they certainly didn't bust a dude from Silk Road overnight, and that, I mean...
No, but he was also very good at it.
But he was terrible, that was the thing, was that he was fucking, they found... They pulled up text messages and shit of him just like talking openly about what he was doing. It's like, well, that's a fucking problem. So that's not
a black market.
If he was good at it, he wouldn't have gotten caught.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't get caught for like fucking what, 15, 20 years? How long was that thing up?
Well, the kid was like 15. Yeah. The FBI announced that they arrested 29-year-old Ross William. He didn't run the Silk Road. He was just he was an administrator of Silk Road. So
they got the other guy, though, too.
A teeny tiny fragment of what the whole thing was.
But they got the original guy in Canada, I thought. I can't remember his name. We talked about him before, the last time we did a dark web thing. I would just like information to be readily available without fear of, you know, something happening to people.
Okay, so this says Ross Ulbricht was alleged by the FBI to be the founder and owner of Silk Road and the person behind the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts. He was arrested on 2nd October 2013 in San Francisco in a library. At a library.
Jesus. That's how you go out? That's probably where he was running all the crap from, too.
Probably.
He just walked down the road to some library to use their IP address.
But I googled who was arrested for the Silk Road, and that's the only one that's popping up.
That's the only one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I agree with you that it's fucked that... It's fucked that they can just start watching you for that shit, but...
Well, it's just blanketing. Like, there's no just cause. It's just a blanket.
There's too many fucking people, man. There's too many fucking people to start managing things on an individual basis.
They've already said that they're, you know, you're not allowed to... They had to stop the cell phone monitoring. And they had recordings of fucking millions of people. That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That they had just recorded information off your cell phones on. And once that leak came out, they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you can't do that. It's the shit they pass in the night when nobody's there.
Yeah, right.
And this is just another one. Now, if you use a certain browser, and what I'm worried is that they're going to squeak something like this through, and then they're going to use it as precedence to do something else. Like, oh, well, we would like to monitor anyone that uses Firefox now. And they're going to go, no, you can't do that. It's too many people. And they go, no, no, no. There's a precedence. Anyone that uses Tor, because we know people use Tor to commit crimes, we can monitor everyone now because of that. And we know people use Firefox to commit a crime, so now we can monitor everyone. Like, that's what I'm worried about, is eventually they're just going to soak up all of them.
They should start putting everybody that buys a gun on the FBI watch list.
I'd be on a bunch of them.
Yeah, a lot of people would. But it would get people's attention.
Yeah, that's one that every time it comes up, no matter how small, people really fight it. And there's just not... I think the people that really want what is it called?
Anonymity?
Yeah, on the internet are the people that don't want to be fucking seen protesting for that. Like, if you stand up and go, don't track me on the internet, they're going to go, track that guy.
Yeah, track like, that motherfucker. guilty.
Yeah. Whereas, like, owning a firearm, it's like, this is my constitutional right. Like, you can get pissy about me owning 30 guns that you want. So you could just, you can stand up and say, don't put me on a watch list for exercising my Second Amendment right. But now that the First Amendment's morphed into the internet realm and all this crazy shit, it's really hard to stand up for First Amendment rights because... Like you said, don't fuck kids, but there's a bunch of them that do. And so that comes up on, like, there's always going to be that sleazy guy in the background, like, yeah, keep it anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's just people wouldn't be gross. Just don't be gross. That's all we need. Don't be gross, and then we can have free internet and truly free speech.
It's the child fuckers that fuck it up for the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, like, the internet as we know it was originally called, was it Adala? Adal? Something like that, ADAL. And it was government owned. I mean, it was invented by the Navy. And Tor and somebody, or what's the other darknet one? It's still funded 80% by the military.
Oh, I'm not sure. Sorry, I'm just reading the first... I haven't read amendments in fucking decades, but just reading what the First Amendment was.
I mean, it comes down to the freedom of speech and freedom to, demonstration?
Mm-hmm.
And fifth is no illegal search or seizure, and the ability to move freely without harassment.
And that one's gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just gone. You can be like, just do what the cop says. But the fucking book that you're supposed to follow says I don't have to. Like, Jesus, for a bunch of people that are really obsessed about books that were written a long time ago, this one's only 200 years old, and you guys have completely fucked it up. I've just forgotten it. Ugh. Whatever's.
I need to get on the dark web before they make this shift, though. You get on there and just buy 10 pounds of Molly and acid and mushrooms before the surge hits.
That's the problem with cruising around there. Is like you get to the black market one. I'm like, dude, I can buy a tank. How are you gonna deliver it? How are you gonna deliver it? It says guaranteed delivery. How am I gonna get it? Rocket launcher? Come on. How? Let me know. That's how they got those. And see, that's another good thing is doing crazy tracking like this is how they caught the guys. People don't know a lot about this, but Milwaukee was almost the site of a mass killing not too long ago, beginning of the summer. Was it last year? Where two Muslim extremists went onto the forums on the dark web and attempted to buy black market assault rifles and I think it was rocket launchers, grenade launchers, something.
Nice. Anyways,
big explosives. And it was two FBI agents with a fake black market site. Like,
nice.
So they were like, all right, we'll deliver them. You got to meet us at this place here. And then they were like, I'm here to buy a gun. And they were like, get the fucking ground. It's like, shit. So, you know, they're like, oh, so no guns? I'm sorry. I thought this was fucking America.
Those are the guys that are going to start hooting and hollering about laws and fucking amendments and shit. The dudes that are trying to buy the guns, I mean.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I need to get on there before they make that.
Yeah, and I'm setting up the laptop. It's still got it on there. I need to update everything. You just got to be real careful when you do it. Now, again, if you're going for like what I go for, I go on there and try to pull up Nikola Tesla's original free energy blueprints because supposedly they're fucking floating around on there somewhere.
Yeah.
And all of NASA's like backlog documents and shit like that, they're all, you can access all that stuff from there. Be super careful because there's a TED talk where a guy goes, this is what it looks like when you cruise the dark web. And he had a bunch of slides and he's like, but every time I tried to search for this thing, it just kept giving me porn until I found this website. Now this website gave me only clean links. So there are versions. So you got to find a Tor search engine that gives only clean links.
Boy.
Boy, that should, if you were talking about fighting some shit in court, like if you're like, dude, yeah, I ended up on this crazy porn site, but the only thing I was supposed to be shown is clean links, like that, I guess, would be a pretty good argument.
I'd be afraid of getting in there and having to explain the dark web to someone who doesn't even fucking grasp how the internet works. Someone who says, right, when they can't connect to the internet, and they go, my internet's down. Like, I don't want to have to explain to that motherfucker. What?
Yeah.
Because all they know, the dark web is just, like you said, is full of fucking snuff films and fucking tanks being sold and drugs and Silk Road.
If they even know that, what that person is going to say is, oh, well, I've been on the internet every day and I've never accidentally ran into snuff films.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe
they've only intentionally run into snuff films.
Like, not the same internet. Like, if it's an iceberg, like they always say, 80% of it's underwater. That's the dark web. It's a lot more information than is ever on the part of the fucking internet that you see. So navigating it is fucking hard, especially because it's all like Windows 98 style.
I haven't even
most
seen
most of the websites.
It.
Oh, it's most of them look like there's a site like Liberated Books and Papers,
mm-hmm.
Is a fancy name for like stolen shit, but it's just a site with redirect links to where you can get books, whatever you want to read for fucking free.
Oh, okay.
Everything from like TM manuals to Hemingway, doesn't matter. It's all there. and other people just throw them up, you know, just keep throwing it up. So the thing is, like, the world's largest free library.
That's rad.
And it's because there's there are some books that, to get a digital copy, costs you $150 if you just want to look at it.
Right.
So that's, yeah, it's called Liberated Books and Papers, but it's, and in the papers, it's a lot of, like, thesis work. A lot of those things are on there. So that's, those are some of the nerdy shit things that I do on the dark web. Just go there. But yeah, I've still got to look into the deal with the warrant stuff. There's a YouTube guy that does a lot of dark web navigation videos. Like, here's what to expect, here's where to go. And that's where I learned about this FBI thing from. Also, Tor was the one where they found everyone basically that's gotten caught off the dark web was caught using the Tor browser. So that may not be as secure, or they've got somebody in there to help them.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, to your ISP, you're probably still pretty much anonymous. Like, AT&T is not going to know that I'm crawling around in there. But Tor would know where I'm going, and if they have someone in there, then that could be how they're getting information.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Probably still, for the most part, safe. The only thing that I think I would ever get tracked for or hemmed up on would be those, like, the leaked emails and paperwork and stuff like that. Because if, like, let's say Hillary becomes president, she's probably going to want to know how that stuff got out once she's got full command. And then if you're reading that stuff, there's a chance that you'll end up on part of the, you know, in the investigation, at least on a minor part, like, where they go, well, this guy read all of them. Wonder what else he read.
Man.
Maybe it'll score me a job.
It's an interesting outlook. I'm comfortable in the idea that no one gives a fucking solitary shit about what I do on a day-to-day basis. Maybe they do, but
I'm
not
going to
start thinking about it.
An NSA room dedicated to me. It makes me feel more important.
Not yet.
I think that's how most of these conspiracy, like, I think that's how it blows up to this level where everyone panics. Even I panic a little bit. But you're right. Like, what's the chances, man, that anyone gives a shit? Like, I feel like one of these hackers is going to be like, you're never going to get me, NSA. And then some guy's going to go, sir, we don't know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, so,
like, well, I did this, then this.
Yeah.
There's people trying to kill people out there. Like, we don't give a fuck about your DDoS attacks on the fucking East Coast.
I hacked into the FBI mainframe. That happens 147 times an hour.
Yeah.
Like, once one person said they did it, somebody went, oh shit, they got a mainframe? And then every 17-year-old fucking kid just, and we're in.
They probably
and
just
we know
pulled security down a little bit, so it's not as hard to get in. So they don't break anything when they're coming in or getting out.
it's like the idea when you go downtown to leave, just take everything out and leave your car unlocked. That way they don't break your window.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So there's that dark web stuff is always interesting. I encourage everyone to cruise around it. That way it's harder for them to figure out what I'm doing.
You do what? Sorry, I pulled my headphones off because my head itched.
It said, I encourage everyone to go cruise around the dark web because then it makes it harder for them to track.
That's right. More the merrier.
More the merrier. Everyone on there.
Start a revolution. Make the dark web the new web. Because dark lives matter too. Dark webs matter too.
I like that you screwed that one up and just basically said the thing of the normal, like, dark lives matter. Yeah, well, they call it black lives matter, but thanks, dude.
It's a dark webs. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I know. Either way works, though, right? It's not bad. It's a good thing. I read the a breakdown of why using the All Lives Matter counter argument is offensive.
Yeah.
I won't get into it, but it's a decent read. Like, I clicked on it kind of thinking, why would that be offensive?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should definitely say All Lives Matter or whatever. But then you see, like, how it's been used, and it was never used, or almost is never used, as, like, a coming together thing. It's
right.
Like an exclusion thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a full-on
It's kind of like the swastika.
Version.
Like, it used to mean peace. Not so much anymore.
The other way.
Yeah,
other
not
way.
Too many people right? named Adolf these days.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing. So it's like it's only used as an aggressive act. Like, there's no All Lives Matter protest.
It's
shitty, only
man.
When there's a Black Lives Matter does someone show up with an All Lives Matter fucking sign.
Wasn't
so.
Yeah, boy. Not doing it. Not doing it.
But anyway, if you find that little link, I bet if you Google it, it's worth a read. It'll make you think twice.
That makes sense. I didn't
being a cunt.
I didn't know it was bad until I think like 2 weeks ago. I was watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and he made a comment referring to some racist person, and what popped up on the screen was a Minotaur wearing a shirt that says All Lives Matter. Oh. He was the advisor for Trump, was the Minotaur with the t-shirt on that said All Lives Matter. That's what it was. But
yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's not adding... That's what it was. It was like, it's not adding to any cause. It's only diminishing one.
Gotcha.
So I think it was kind of the substance behind it. Good stuff. You got anything else, dude?
Man, I apologize. I came with an empty plate, but...
No, it's good. I got to drive 3 hours now.
Fucking Dresden.
Got to go to work. No, I got to go to Wausau.
Wausau.
Yeah.
What are you doing up there?
But it's...
Is it a paper plant?
Diving on dams.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I've got dam inspections and dam repairs and the dam people to talk to. It's...
Is this a goddamn?
Is this a goddamn? Is that Beavis and Butthead Do America?
I think it was, yeah.
do your dark web homework.
Hell yeah!
Everyone listening,
you just download Tor. Give us a quick little.
Okay. So Tor TOR is a browser. And you're going to get a bunch of plugins with that browser.
Is
and what you're doing Tor is
project
basically...
Torproject.org?
Yep.
Is that the correct link?
That's it.
Okay.
What this will do is give you a screen. And if you activate the pulse beacon, if you activate the encryption, it takes anything you're sending and encrypts it under layers of encryption. Bonk, bonk, bonk. And then it sends it to a server. And that server peels back one layer of encryption. And that tells it... to bounce it to another one, and it bounces it there, and then that peels back another layer. That's why it's the dot onion thing. That's why the Tor emblem is an onion.
Mm-hmm.
And it bounces from node to node until the final piece of encryption is peeled off, and then it knows where to deliver it. So it's basically sending a blind package.
Oh, okay.
With 10 fake addresses, and then the last address is the real one.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the package never knows where it's going or where it's coming from.
Boy.
All right. Yep. That's how you stay anonymous on the internet. So
keep your package wrapped.
It works in reverse in the same way. So if you go to a site and download it, the Tor package, because that's the deal is the sites you're looking at are built with Tor and you are using Tor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those two things have to happen. The browser can access the normal World Wide Web, but it would do it very slowly, and there's no real reason. If you're going... Don't use this for fucking Facebook, people. Ever. You do not put... I guess I should probably state this. Do not put your real information on or through the Tor browser. That's how you get fucked up. And I'm not talking about going to jail. This is how there's bad people on the internet. And if you put your real information out there, some dark web asshole is going to send you a bomb or some shit. Like, just don't do it. It probably won't happen. Probably making it up. But
just like not fucking kids, don't put your real information in.
Don't put your real information through there. This isn't for Facebook. This isn't for YouTube. This is to do hood rat shit with your friends, right? This is for Tor. So if a site says, go give us your name, you give it a fake name. You're whoever you want to be. What was the guy that ran Silk Road?
Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, Dread Pirate Roberts, right? And he's like famous as that guy. And then you find out he's like Steve from accounting. Like you're whoever you want to be on the internet. But you would log in. Now the first page on Tor will either be green saying you are anonymous and free to go, or it's going to be red. If it's red and it says not connected or something, don't do anything. Freeze. And figure out why you're not anonymous. If you start to, it will still allow you to go to sites. It just won't bounce your IP or your information. So if it's red and you go to Liberated Books and Papers and download $5,000 worth of books.
The Anarchy Cookbook.
Yeah, and you're not protected, then it's just like if you're on the regular internet and they can just go, that guy just downloaded that directly. Like, that's pretty easy to follow your IP address back to your house. little trail of breadcrumbs. So, again, don't use it for illegal things. You can go on and read stuff, but the purpose is to stay anonymous. Yeah, so stay anonymous. And it is going to be slow.
Oh, was it real slow?
Not like dial-up, but it's not great. And the reason for that is you're sending the information from your computer to like 12 other computers before it gets to where it's going.
Gotcha.
Because it's bouncing node to node to scramble it, right? So you got to wait for that encryption to peel back each time and get to where it's going. So a lot of the pages are just plain HTML. That way, once it loads, it's loaded. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then you got all your links and everything there. But if it's like a dynamic page where there's like videos playing and a bunch of other shit like that, just it's too much.
Because
every byte that comes through would have to be
through
encrypted
that entire.
And yeah,
gotcha.
So it'd be ridiculous. That being said, there are video sites where you can go a lot like LiveLeaks, but even fucking crazier than LiveLeaks. Be careful on those sites. A lot of them will have double. You could go watch Syria fighting and get a very true blue idea of what's happening in the part of the world that they act like it doesn't exist. And then on that same website, you could fuck up and watch a snuff film. Like, that's the problem with the dark web, is nothing is regulated. So it's like there'll be like a YouTube page, but, your favorite YouTube guy puts up awesome videos, and instead of the worst YouTube guy just making bad content, he could actually put up like some really disturbing shit.
It sounds like, did you fuck around on like Morpheus and Kazaa back when,
yeah,
after Napster got closed?
Right,
that's what it sounds like. Is that shit?
It's a lot like that.
Like,
yep,
you might try to download a porn and end up with like something fucking terrible, or try to download a song and end up with a fucked up song, or like. It's not.
Or viruses or something. Like, it is definitely, you live in a super cushy internet world where you can go crazy. But if you remember back when we were kids, getting viruses was fucking popular. Shit happened.
Yeah.
Because P2P was everywhere. LimeWire gave your computer literal AIDS.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it did.
Those days are kind of gone. And people have this super safe version of the internet. Going to this peels back all the safety bullshit, and then you're free to get information.
Free to move about the internet.
Yeah, move about the internet freely until the fasten seatbelt sign comes back on.
And then Alt F4, motherfucker.
Alt F4. remember that if you microwave a hard drive, they can't pull information off of it. So.
Oh, man. Did I tell you that our new place has a fucking ice maker and a microwave in it? Our last place didn't have either of those.
Oh, like came with it?
Yeah. It's got an ice maker in the freezer and a fucking microwave over the stove.
It's crazy. I see you're I like, dude, Melissa nailed it. She moved all her shit, dumped it in your lap, and then went, I'm going to Iceland, have it set up when I get back, and then fucking rolled out. That's a boss. That's G money right there.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's going to be hilarious when she comes back and it still looks just like it does right now. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I was playing video games.
I was super busy. I'm sorry.
Super
busy. Pay no attention to the four bags of eaten edibles in the trash can.
And the amount of achievements that you have in Gears of War.
Well, she can't read those anyways because they're all in fucking, well, I guess the number does, that gives it away.
Why are all yours in Japanese?
I don't know. I Googled it and they're like, make sure your Xbox 360 and your Xbox are on the same language. It's like, why? One, I haven't had my Xbox 360 on in probably 5 years. 4 years.
So basically you don't have one. Like,
yeah. And I tried to find the language settings on the Xbox, or the Xbox app for Windows 10, which fucking blows, but whatever.
Yeah, I figure we're going to have some stuff to say it on the next one. Well, all right, dude, that's the rundown. Tor browser, make sure you get a green screen, and there's a ton of YouTube videos on good places to go on the dark web. So check those out, and net neutrality.
Yeah, thanks. Whatever they say. Thanks for everybody sticking with us for a year.
I know, dude.
Pretty awesome. Pretty excited. It's changed. It's changed not a crazy a lot, but it's changed. And it's neat. And yeah, really appreciate everybody's support. And hearing people like our friends saying that hearing a couple people say that they enjoy listening to the podcast means more to me than, like, I don't know, a lot. A fucking lot. So
more than the truckloads of money that this thing brings in.
That's right. Yeah. That's the amount of money we make on this just doesn't even.
Yeah. All the Teslas.
Shine a
and
light.
All the Corvettes.
Yeah. This new fucking six-bedroom apartment that I'm living in. Like, it's just,
God.
It means nothing.
You got to fake it till you make it, right? If you keep saying it, eventually one day it'll be true. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks. Thank you. And, here's to another year, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.